I'm happy to be here with you today. My name is Wayne. I'm one of the pastors at Evangel Baptist Church.
我跟大家介绍一下，这是我们姐妹教会，恩福基金会的英文国的牧师叫威廉霍尔，今天请他来为我们正道。
I think I met Pastor Evan before you graduated from seminary.
在我从神院毕业之前，我们就见过了。
Did you graduate 1 year ago?
In April 2013.
2 years ago.
Yes.
So we've known each other for 2 years.
Yes.
I know him a little bit.
我们认识两年了，但是了解一点点吧，不是非常了解。
But we don't know each other really, really well.
是，不是特别了解。
I enjoy the little bit that we get to talk to each other.
对，有些时候我们能谈一谈就是很好的事。
And I admire and respect him.
所以说他比较尊重我，比较尊重。And
he's really good looking too.
He's embarrassed for Chinese.
I know.
他说长得不难看，但是都没有头发了。很棒。
So sometimes I wish that I knew him better.
有些时候他想能对我多了解一些。If
I wanted to get to know him more, there's a few different ways that I could do that.
如果他想多了解我呢，有一些不同的方式。I
might be able to go to a bookstore.
这个呢，他想去一个书店。And
maybe there's a book on the great Evan Yang.
所以他可能说在书店里头翻一本书是关于我的哈。
And I could buy the book and read all about him.
他可以买那本书，然后读一读就可以了解我。
I'm sure if I looked on the internet, I could find him in Google.
他说在网上如果查一下，在Google里面能把我也找到。And
I could learn lots about him that way.
能了解更多一些。But
it would probably help if I could read Chinese.
对，如果他说他能懂中文的话，对我就了解更多了。
Another way I could learn about him is by asking you.
另一种方式是通过问别人，比如说问咱们在座的会众聊聊。After
the service was over, I could sit down with you.
我们崇拜之后呢，他想跟你们坐下来一块聊聊我。And
I could say, tell me what you really think of Pastor Evan.
跟问大家，你们到底觉得我怎么样？And
you could tell me stories about him.
你们会谈一谈关于我的事情。And
I could learn more about him.
他就会对我了解更多了。
There's many ways that we can learn about a person.
有很多方式我们可以了解一个人。And
you will learn information and facts about them.
关于这个人的一些信息啊，一些事实啊。There's
a different way that I could get to know him, though.
有很多不同的方式去了解一个人。I
could call him one day this week.
可以一天去给打一个电话。And
say, Evan, let's go for lunch together.
邀请去吃午饭。Or
let's go play badminton together.
或者是出去打羽毛球。Or
let's go play hockey together.
打冰球。And
we could spend time together.
我们可以在一起玩，一起花时间。And
talk to each other.
互相聊天。And
have some activities together.
做一些活动。And
that's a different way that I could get to know him.
还有不同的方式啊，这有很多不同的方式来了解一个人。One
way would be to learn some information about him.
一种方式是掌握一些关于这个人的信息。The
other way is to get to know him personally in a relationship.
另一种方式是个人去了解这个人，并且呢建立一种关系。And
they're very different ways of knowing somebody.
有很多不同的方式去认识一个人。
You might read about somebody in a newspaper, but you wouldn't say that you know them personally. The same way you do a friend or somebody in your family. These are two different ways that we can know about God as well. Some people know lots of information about God.
有些人呢，掌握了一些关于神的信息。They
might have read about God in the Bible.
他们可能从圣经当中了解到神。You
can read about God on the internet.
或者是从互联网上了解神。
You can ask other people what they think about God, or read some books, and many ways you can learn about God. But that's not the way that God wants us to know Him. God wants us to know Him personally in a relationship. In the same way that Evan and I could do things together to get to know each other. God wants to give us experiences so we can know Him personally. This is the pattern of God and people all through the Bible. God always comes to people and reveals Himself to them. God's desire is that people would know Him through a relationship. And God gives them experiences so they can know Him personally. This is the pattern of what happens in Exodus chapter 3. It's the story of when God comes to Moses. Moses probably knew some information and ideas about God. But he was going to come to know God directly and personally. First of all, God comes to Moses to reveal Himself. Moses did not go looking for God. Moses doesn't go wandering in the desert looking for a bush that was on fire. To see if the bush would speak to him. Moses was just an ordinary shepherd. And he was looking after sheep. And in the middle of his normal life, God came to Moses and began to speak to him. God's desire was that Moses would get to know Him. God's desire was that all the people of Israel would get to know Him. So God first comes to Moses to reveal Himself. And then God warns Moses that He's going to give him some experiences. The things that God tells Moses to do are impossible. Because God often uses things that are impossible for us. To show us things that only God can do. And through these experiences, we come to understand what God can do and who He is. God tells Moses to go back into Egypt and to go to Pharaoh, who was the king, and tell Pharaoh to let all of the Hebrew slaves go. Moses knew that this was impossible. And Pharaoh would never let the Hebrew slaves go free. God knew that Pharaoh would not let the Hebrew slaves go free. And this is why God chose this experience.
So
that when the story is over, Moses and all of the people would have to look at God and then understand who God is. God always initiates the relationship with us. So that we can know Him personally. And He gives us experiences that sometimes seem impossible. So that we can know who He is. I want to tell you this story of when I first went to seminary. I went to seminary in Cochrane. Which is close to Calgary. The same school that Emily goes to school at. Before I went to seminary, I lived here in Edmonton. I went to the University of Alberta. And I studied business. Partway through my business degree, I felt God calling me to be a pastor. So I knew that eventually I would go to seminary. But I didn't know if I should go to seminary right away or wait a few years. There were some difficulties in going to seminary right away. The first problem was money. I took out student loans when I went to university. So I had some debt when I graduated university. And I thought it might be a good idea to work for a few years first. And then I could earn some money. And I could pay off my student loan and save some more money, maybe buy some nice things, and do that before I went to seminary. Because I knew seminary would cost more money, and I would have even more student loans. There were some other difficulties in going to seminary right away. I was living here in Edmonton, and the seminary is close to Calgary. It's about 3 hours drive to get there. I was active in a church here in Edmonton. And I led the program for teenagers. And I felt God asking me to stay at that church. And there was another difficulty. I was dating a girl. So Darcia is now my wife. And we had started to date then. So I didn't want to move away from my girlfriend. So it seemed to make sense to me that I would stay in Edmonton and work for a couple of years first. When I graduated from university, I went away to a camp for a week. And when I was there, I heard God speak to me. God said, you need to go to seminary now.
神跟他说,
and life became very complicated for me. I already felt God asking me to stay at my church in Edmonton. But the school was in Cochrane.
但是那个神在亚丁顿开车三个小时的地方。
My girlfriend was here.
他女朋友还在这儿。
The only way to do that
那么唯一能处理这件事的方式呢?
Is to drive to Cochrane during the week.
那么就是在平时开到那边神学院去。
And then Friday to drive back to Edmonton.
周末、周五的时候再开回来。
And then Monday drive back to Cochrane.
周一开到神学院。
And Friday drive back to Edmonton.
周五从那边开回来。
So every week,
每一周,
I would have to drive 3 hours to go to school.
他都必须要开三个小时单程。
Which seemed difficult to do.
看着是非常难的事情。
I had a very old car. Which I didn't think was reliable to drive that much. There was another problem that I had. I would need a place to live in Cochrane. So I would pay rent to live in Edmonton. And have to pay rent to live in Cochrane. So I would have two houses to pay for. And then I would have to pay tuition. And because I was going to school and serving in a church, and driving back and forth so much, and dating my girlfriend, I had no time to get a job. So that all that I could imagine with my mind was how expensive and difficult it would be. But what did God tell me? Okay. God told me to go to seminary. So I had to make a choice to trust God or to trust what I understood. So what do you do? Would you say yes to God? Or trust yourself and logic? Think God often gives us assignments like this. God brings us to experiences that sometimes make no sense to us. Because God wants to use that experience to teach us a lesson so that we can learn to trust Him. I didn't know how this would work out in life. Do you think God knew what He was going to do? Do you think God had a plan on how this was going to work out? God had a plan. He just didn't tell me what the plan was. Because He didn't want me to trust a plan. God wanted me to trust Him. So I said yes to God.
I came
back from the camp at the end of the week. And I told my church I was going to go to seminary in Cochrane. So everybody said, it will be sad to see you move away. And I said, no, I'm going to stay here and go to school there. People said, how can you do that? I said, I have no idea.
他说我不知道怎么办。
But somehow God will make it work.
那么可能无论如何神都会想办法来帮我解决。
Some very interesting things happened after that.
那么那时候呢，有很多有趣的事情发生。
About a week later,
一周以后，
a couple in my church came up to me.
在他们教会里一对夫妇来找他。
They said, "We heard that you're going to go to seminary."
他们说，我们听说你要去读神学院。
We want to pay your tuition for you while you're there.
我们想付你的学费。
So God took care of that expense.
所以呢，神呢就照顾了这个经历。
Somebody else in church came up to me.
还有其他别的人在教会里面又来找他来了。
They said, "We heard you're going to go to seminary in the fall."
我们听说你秋天要去到神学院读书了。
We know you will need a place to live when you're in Edmonton.
我们知道你在埃蒙顿有个地方要住了。
Why don't you come live with our family?
那么你要是回来住，你就跟我们家人一块住吧。
I asked them how much I had to pay for rent.
他问，那对于我在你家住得付多少钱房租啊？
They said nothing.
他们说一点房租，什么钱都花。
You live at our house for free.
你住这儿就是免费的。
And you can eat all the food you want.
你想吃所有你想吃的食物。
About a month after that,
一个月以后,
I got a phone call,
他有人给他打电话,
from somebody I didn't even know.
从这个人是他从来不知道，不认识的。
He said his name was Dennis.
他说那人告诉他，他名叫丹尼斯。
And he lived in Edmonton.
他住在埃蒙顿。
And served in a church in Edmonton.
在一间教会里面侍奉。
And he went to seminary.
他
就 went to seminary in Cochrane.
他去那个在 Cochrane 那边的神学院，跟他一个神学院。
He said he was driving back and forth every weekend.
他说他每一周周末都是来回来去到那儿，然后再开会。
And he asked me if I would need a ride back and forth every week.
他问你是不是愿意跟我一块搭车呀？
So not only do I not have to drive my car.
所以他就不用再开他的旧车了。
I have a private driver to take me to school every week.
所以他有一个专职的司机来送他。
You see how all of these things are being taken care of.
所以你看这些事情都被解决了。
I didn't understand any of this when God spoke to me.
当神对他讲的时候呢，他根本不理解为什么会这样。
But God knew all these things were going to happen.
但神知道要发生的所有的事情。
September came.
九月份来了。
And I went to Cochrane to go to school.
他到那边城市去上神学院。
I had no place to live.
没地方住。
A seminary had some student housing.
神学院那边有学生宿舍。
So I stayed there the first week.
第一周呢，他住在那边。
I was in my room doing homework.
他在房间里做作业。
And then somebody knocked on my door.
突然有人来敲他门。
It was a stranger. I didn't know who he was.
是一个陌生人，根本不认识。
He said his name is Ron.
他说这个人告诉他名字叫以旺。
He owned a house.
他有一个房子。
And it had a spare bedroom in it.
有一间空房。
And he asked me if I needed a place to stay.
问他是不是你愿意，你需要一个地方住呢？
I asked him how much he would charge me.
他问我要付多少钱房租。
He said he knew I would only be there 3 days a week.
他说你可以在那儿一周住三天。
So he said it would cost $200 a month.
一个月两百块钱。
And I could eat all the food that I wanted.
你想吃什么吃什么。
When God first spoke to me,
当神向他开始说话的时候，
and told me to go to seminary,
告诉他去神学院，
all I could see was how expensive it was going to be.
那个时候他能看到的就是花费。
How much does my car cost?
要多少钱花这个车的钱。
How much does tuition cost?
学费要花多少钱。
And how much does it cost to live in two houses?
生活费在两个地方生活大概多少钱。
It seemed impossible to me.
对他来说根本不可能。
But God knew exactly what he was going to do.
但神很清楚确切地知道他要做什么。
But God needed to give me this whole experience.
神给他这个整个的生活的经历。
So I could learn who he is.
以便他能够认识神到底是谁。
God wanted to reveal himself to me.
神想向他揭示他自己。
God wanted me to know that he is somebody that I can trust.
神想要他知道神是那一位他能够信靠的。
That he's somebody who will take care of me.
那一位能够照顾他的。
That someone who has a great plan for the world.
那一位对世界有一个伟大计划的。
That he's a God who can do anything.
他是神，他能做任何事情。
And when things seem impossible to me,
当事情看起来对他不可能的时候，
These things are easy for God.
对神来说太容易了。
God wants me to understand all these things about him.
神想让他去理解所有这些事情，关于神的事情。
I had read about these experiences in books before.
他已经把这些事情写在一本书上去， Did you publish a book?
In books.
Oh.
But I had never experienced them myself.
他虽然以前在书里面学到过关于神，但是他自己在人生当中从来没经历过这些神。
But after I experienced them myself,
但是当他有了这种关于神的体验之后，
then I can say,
那么他就可以说，
now I know who God is.
现在我知道神到底是谁。
God will give you many experiences in life.
神会在我们生命当中给我们很多的经历。
Sometimes they are big and impossible things.
很多时候是非常大不可能的事情。
Sometimes they may be very small and quiet.
有些事情是很小的，也不重要的事情。
But God will use many experiences.
但神会使用很多的经历。
Because He wants to reveal Himself to you.
因为神想要向我们揭示他自己。
So that you can have a relationship.
所以这样我们就可以跟他建立一种关系。
And you can know who God is.
我们就能知道神到底是谁。
Good. Thank you.
谢谢你。